Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is a recycled edition of Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. For the past few decades, farmers have been saying, fill her up with biofuel. But while using farmland for fuel rather than food has been the focus of much debate, less attention has been paid to a more fundamental agricultural issue, water, and what's called the water cycle, which plays a pivotal role in the weather. To forecast what's ahead down on the farm and up in the atmosphere, we turn to Lisa Raffensperger. She originally produced this story for the IEEE Spectrum National Science Foundation program, The Water Energy Crunch, a powerful puzzle.
In a tiny windowless office on the Iowa State University campus, engineer Brian Gelder pulls up a map of the U.S. on his computer screen. It's a vision of the future.
In the high plains, especially in parts of Oklahoma and Kansas, we're projecting fractions of the county that may reach up to about 45% of the county will be switchgrass in 2022.
Nationwide, that adds up to an area about the size of Missouri, newly planted in switchgrass. Behind the change is a law that requires 36 billion gallons of renewable fuel to be blended into our gasoline by the year 2022. Switchgrass is one of the most promising of the biofuel crops.
So if we're going to make biofuels, it's not a little marginal change in the landscape. We're going to make a big change.
That's Rob Annex, also at Iowa State. His team is creating computer models to predict what this big change may mean for the weather. How do plants affect the weather? Well, when plants breathe out oxygen, it's saturated with water. That's called transpiration. Switchgrass will grow larger than corn on the same amount of land, but it'll also suck more water from the soil and transpire more water. That water will go into the atmosphere and come down as rain somewhere else. It's sunset in rural southern Iowa, and a spring storm is moving in. The switchgrass, dry beige stems about waist high, bends over nearly flat in the wind. This is what large swaths of Oklahoma and Kansas will soon look like, if the models are correct. This field belongs to farmer John Sellers. He's a sort of switchgrass guru.
That's the beauty of these native grasses, is they hide all of the nutrients in this plant, in the root, all winter long.
Switchgrass has many beauties, actually. It's native, not a food crop, and can grow on marginal land. It's also highly productive. Near where Sellers lives, an average acre of land produces 4.7 tons of corn, but could produce 5.5 tons of switchgrass, which could someday mean a lot more ethanol produced. But it'll also mean a lot more water. Back at Iowa State University, Rob Annex explains the correlation.
There's a nice linear relationship there, that if you want more biomass, you're going to transpire more water.
For instance, that bonus growth of switchgrass in southern Iowa, each acre will transpire about 30,000 additional gallons of water into the atmosphere. To see how changing crops could affect the water cycle, the Iowa State team ran a test of their weather model. Chris Anderson is a climate scientist working on the project.
We extracted one day in 1980 from it, and that day was February 26th in 1980.
And on that day, they asked a simple question. What if almost all of Kansas, Oklahoma, and the Texas Panhandle had been growing switchgrass? How would the summer of 1980 have turned out? Anderson points to a blotch of blue covering western Kansas and Oklahoma.
And you can see it's drying from this soil moisture level and reducing the amount of soil moisture down there. In this case, it reduced it by about 5%.
And on a different map, rainfall. There's a band of yellow and red from Iowa to Michigan.
So the crop is putting more moisture in the air, it's going downwind, and it's creating more storms.
The team is currently running models of an alternate past, how weather would have looked over 25 years if switchgrass had covered as much land as it's projected to in 2022. They expect to see more rainfall downwind of the switchgrass. They also expect more intense rains, the kind that cause erosion and flash flooding. So, should we be worried? When you ask Rob Annex, he pauses.
It all depends on how we decide to make biofuels. And the reason that I'm hedging and saying it that way is that there's lots of different ways to grow biomass.
Using agricultural waste, like corn leaves and stalks, won't require more cropland or water. And some places have enough water for new crops. Annex hopes policymakers carefully consider the larger picture of biofuels and the water cycle, because it's a complicated one.
What we do on the landscape, how we use our land, affects the weather, but it affects the weather in other places.
As homesteaders in the American West once said, rain follows the plow. Though now we're learning it may follow from a longer distance than they ever realized. For Living on Earth, I'm Lisa Raffensperger.
That report came to us by way of the IEEE Spectrum National Science Foundation program, The Water Energy Crunch, a powerful puzzle.